Egypt back to square one. Mohamed Morsi, who had the proud distinction of being Egypt's first democratically elected president, has again made his historical mark by being the first such head of state to be undemocratically removed. A military coup, albeit a popular military coup, is a rebuff to democracy, not a support for it. Now, and perhaps for some time to come, the generals are in control, the same ones who ran the military under Mubarak and who distinguished themselves not in battle against Egypt's external enemies, but against its women who've been raped, against its students who've been tortured, and against anti-Mubarak activists who've been beaten and slain. With history such as this, the military chafed under Morsi's control, for as a Muslim Brotherhood leader for decades before his political elevation, the military was used to putting their boots on the necks of such men. With his rigid style of leadership, he alienated those who should have been his allies and strengthened his opponents who could barely wait until his first major misstep. When protests grew against him, the military took the initiative, closed TV stations and newspapers, ousted Morsi from office, installed their own hand-picked puppet as interim president, and suspended the Constitution. As Egypt goes, so goes much of the Middle East. Several years ago, people spoke with hope of Arab Spring. This, the hard boots of military rule, may be the beginning of an Arab fall. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.